Hello, it's Marco Werman, host of PRI's The World. Well, it's that time of year again. It's list time. You know, the end of the year where you pick the best things you've heard in music from the past year. This year, instead of just providing my own top 10, we brought in our regular critic, Tom Schnabel, to help me out. Tom at KCRW in Santa Monica, California, host of Cafe LA there. We have all our picks online at theworld.org. So here is a taste of our respective top 10 picks for great global music from 2009. I'm going to let you go first. What really grabbed your ear this year?
The first one is the second record to come stateside by Buica. She is an artist who is based in Spain. Her parents came from Equatorial Guinea. And she has a new album out, which is called El Último Trago, The Last Drink. The album is dedicated to Chavela Vargas, the great Mexican singer. And these are songs of heartbreak and suffering, and Buica does them justice. She's working here with Chucho Valdez, the great Cuban piano player, and the synergy is so obvious from the very, very first track. Every track is great.
Se me hizo fácil borrar de mi memoria a esa mujer.
Great pick, Tom, Buica, and I have to say that's the second year in a row she makes our top 10 because her album Niña de Fuego from last year was on my top 10, so and we're setting a tradition here. My first pick, Tom, is a group from Congo called Staff Benda Bilili. They have everything. They've got this uplifting story of being wheelchair-bound polio cases living in the Congolese capital, Kinshasa, in the street. It's incredibly upbeat music, and not just because they give off this life force from their wheelchairs. Unfortunately, they're not touring the United States until next year, and by then I hope many Americans are well across the great debut release that came out in 2009 called Tre Tre Four. Very, very strong. This is a track called Sala Keba. Staff Benda Bilili there from Congo and their album Tre Tre Four. And Tom, I gotta say, it's just like a shot in the arm. It's great. And
that almost had a doo-wop kind of feel.
Exactly, huh? So what do you have next for us?
This is a reissue, but it's a special reissue because they improved the sound finally. The Tito Rodriguez Fania sides have just come out through a new company called Codigo. Fania reinvented tropical Latin music in the late 1960s and early 1970s. They were just an absolute powerhouse, and Tito Rodriguez was one of their big stars. Of course, Ruben Blades and other people were there too. But this is such an incredible album. They chose the tracks really, really well.
Que bling 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 bling.
The song is called Blaine Blaine Blaine. The artist Tito Rodriguez, the new album of classic reissues, beautifully packaged in a two CD set, is called El Inolvidable, The Unforgettable.
So, from the original retro stuff to the modern take on Latin retro, my next pick is Ocote Soul Sounds and Adrian Quesada. The album is called Coconut Rock. Adrian Quesada is the band leader of Austin, Texas's very own Grupo Fantasma, and the rest of the band in Ocote Soul Sounds, they are alums from Grupo Fantasma and the Brooklyn Afrobeat ensemble Antibalas. So, if you ever wanted to know what Eddie Palmieri's Harlem River Drive project sounds like up to date, what Afro, even Turkish retro sounds sound like produced today, just have a listen to this album.
Waco, that is a really cool groove. I have to find out more about this band.
Yeah, no, you've got to get hip to Ocote Soul Sounds and Adrian Quesada. This is they are constantly kind of reforming their group and giving themselves kind of new names and coming out with new albums. So you've got to stay on top of these guys. They are very busy and they're very talented.
They've introduced a new genre to world music, too.
Which one is that?
Coconut rock.
Yes, indeed. Do you have a new genre for us? What's your next pick?
Well, this isn't a new genre. Well, maybe it is, actually. This is a collaboration between a Norwegian guy named Jan Balka and a Moroccan singer named Amina Alawi. The sound is just so exotic, and it's both kind of modern and yet very, very ancient. The poem adaptations come from poetry of the Arabic Andalusian period, and it's just a completely amazing soundscape and musical voyage.
Y su ciencia tanto crece que se quedaron sabiendo toda ciencia trascendiendo.
A track, a long track called Toda Ciencia Transcendiendo from a new and remarkable album by Norwegian composer Jan Balka and Moroccan singer Amina Alawi. It's called Siwan.
Excellent choice there, Tom. And all our picks, the full list of Tom Schnabel's and my picks, can be seen at theworld.org. We'd love to play all of them, but obviously limited by the time here on the radio show. Tom Schnabel, music programmer at KCRW in Santa Monica. Always great to speak with you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Marco. Always a pleasure for me, too.
And we'll go out with my last pick. This is Marcio Local, who made his U.S. debut live in concert in New York last January. I wasn't blown away by his show, but I have been listening nonstop to his CD, which has the very entertaining and onomatopoeic title Donde Dondri Don Don. And we'll go out with a track from that album. It's called Rescate, from Marcio Local from Brazil.
Me entreguei sem ao menos argumentar. Seria de nós, distante sexo só a brilhar. Nos seus olhos ondas perfeitas da cor do mar. Da Polinésia francesa me faz lembrar como é difícil aceitar. Mas a distância um dia há de nos aproximar. Quando a lembrança.
And before we go, we want to hear your picks of the year. What's on your iPod? And your picks can be new or old. Let us know at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Have a great weekend and get shopping.